And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg, and we're going to Bismarck to talk with Sue Balcom because it's time for another episode of Main Street Eats with Root Cellar Sue.
Sue, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Nothing I like better than talking about food.
And this is a season, some people call it fall, some people call it sweater season, some people call it soup season.
Some people call it, I'm going to Arizona in a couple weeks,
true.
We'll see you in the spring. However, I'm a hearty North Dakotan. I like winter. I like winter because it's soup season. If you've noticed with the weather kind of getting a little bit colder that your body is craving carbs and nice hot stews and soups, and this is a season for using up those fall harvested vegetables also. You know, like carrots, potatoes, pumpkin, squash, onions. We actually had our last farmer's market yesterday, but we still have a few of those vegetables left. And so now we're thinking, time to start making soup.
Well, let's make some soup. Do you just start with a broth or a stock?
Actually, one of my husband has actually said to me that if someone had told him he was eating squash soup, you know, and liking it 10 years ago, he would not have believed him. And it's a very simple to use things like carrots, potatoes, and squash to make a nice creamy soup to enjoy. So if you come home from work and you want to peel and chop some potatoes or, let's see, let's take them one at a time. If you use potatoes, you want to dice the potatoes up, saute them in some butter. If you like butter, make sure it's lots of butter and some onion. And then if you have a particular seasoning that you like, whether it's oregano or just salt and pepper, you cook until tender, and then you add a quart or two, depending upon how many people you have, of chicken stock. And then because it's creamy potato soup, you want to just add a little milk in there and serve it with sour cream or crumpled bacon bits. It's so simple, and it's just a fun way to enjoy an excess harvest of potatoes. Now, if you're using squash and or carrots, which are lovely orange soup base, you'll want to do the same thing where you peel and chunk them up and saute them with onions. I would add celery this time. Also apples, especially if you're making a carrot soup. You want to introduce 3 or 4 nice tart apples, preferably from your own tree, and soften those vegetables up, and then put the chicken stock in there again, like I said, 1 or 2 quarts, and let that simmer. And then with a squash or carrot soup, you'll want to puree that. So if you don't own a stick blender, that is one of the gadgets that I have lived most of my life without that I'm wondering why.
Yeah, I've got one, and they're not that expensive, and they work great.
Oh, my gosh, they're such a blessing because otherwise you have to kind of cool your soup off and put it in a blender. But this way you just take a stick blender and you can blend it while it's on the range. Just don't stick your finger in it like I did when I was demonstrating to my granddaughter how not to use a stick blender. And now I have like a wonky fingernail.
I want to see your YouTube demonstration on that one.
God, it was scary, you guys. I'm like, what was I thinking? I'm holding the button and I've got my finger underneath it. And I'm like, now don't do this. Boom. It's bad. And it was tomatoes I was blending. So she's horrified, looking at the floor, thinking that's my blood spilled out. So be careful with that stick blender. But if you don't have one, they are amazing. So then you blend that soup till it's nice and smooth, and then serve it. You know, you can do that fancy thing that they do with cappuccinos with sour cream on top of a squash soup. You can season squash soup either sweet or savory. I'm a savory person. My husband's got a big sweet tooth. So with that, we would use cinnamon, nutmeg, some ginger. And if you've got fresh ginger root, you can simmer that in there too. But I would remove that because it's a little harder and stringier than using a powdered ginger in there. Or if you want, you can just use straight up salt and pepper. And that's my favorite way to eat it. And it's just delightful. And, you know, squash and carrots, orange vegetables have lots and lots carotenes in them, which are really, really good for you. So it's a healthy soup. It's a good way to use up some of those extra vegetables from your garden.
Well, besides, a fall veggie soup, which is, of course, appropriate to the season, we also have this time of year people make chili. And certainly people where you're from make Nephila soup.
Yes, we do. And I make the world's best Nephila soup. But you might hear that from other people, too, that they make it. But they might tell you that I make it the best, too. But my Nephila soup is got a clear chicken stock with celery and onions in it. And it's kind of like eating a broth bowl. You know, like I make my Nephila fried up with potatoes and sauerkraut. And then we offer them bowls of Nephila. And then I have chicken stock cooked with vegetables like carrots and celery and onions and flavored with a bay leaf and some allspice. And then you pour that, take as much solid as you want and pour as much broth on it as you want. And then if you want it creamy, you got to add your own cream because I like clear soups, especially Nephila. It's not quite so heavy. And that sauerkraut adds a lot of good flavor to that. But, oh, man. Oh, I just hate thinking about Nephila soup because I just haven't had any in so long.
What would be the substantial difference, or maybe there's not a substantial difference, when you're making soups if you use a broth or a stock?
There is no difference in my mind between a broth and a stock. And I have to laugh because my freezer has special baggies in it. So when I trim off my celery leaves, I save all that. Mm-hmm. I save any kind of dead garlic or extra onion, broccoli stems, whatever we don't eat vegetable-wise, and all the bones from the chickens, from the roasts, in the freezer. And then once every couple months I have soup stock day or soup broth day, whatever you want to call it. But nowadays, of course, it's very popular to say bone broth. And I'm just scratching my head like, what do you mean? Bone broth, you mean like soup stock, right? You just take this stuff and roast it. I always roast my bones in the oven, and then I put them into my pressure cooker, which I love my pressure cooker, and add water and onion and garlic and whatever vegetable scraps I have, whatever I have in the freezer from meat scraps that we didn't, touch or eat and don't want to have for leftovers, and 20, 30 minutes later, you have a substantial, healthy bone broth for your soups. You can pressure can it or you can keep it in your freezer. And do not take the fat off of it at this point. That's key. Your broths will stay much fresher if you let that layer of fat sit on the top of them. However, the advantage to making your soup stock in advance is that you will also be able to take all that fat off of there. So you'll have all the nutrients, all the good stuff from the bones that you cooked, and all the fat will be gone. You'll have a less greasy soup and a healthier soup.
And you can adjust the salt level in it too, which some people need to watch that.
Absolutely. You don't even have to add salt. You can add other kinds of spices, pepper. And like I mentioned earlier, allspice and bay leaf are two good seasonings to put in. My mom, notoriously, when she made soup, and we had soup every Sunday, it was either vegetable or chicken noodle. And she always served it in the same yellow, big yellow bowl that she set on the table. And we all took turns, having our bowl of soup. And my dad ate all the leftover meat that had been, simmered, so there couldn't have been any flavor left in it because it was all in the soup, but he ate it anyway. But she always put in three balls of allspice and one bay leaf every time she made any kind of soup. So I always do that just because she did it. So there you have it.
Bon appetit. We've checked in with Root Cellar Sue. We do this every week here on Main Street. Thanks for being with us, Sue.
Thank you.